T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is 8:29, and we have 3 scoops a day on Light 100.5 WRCH.
It is time for a local scoop brought to us by Thomaston Savings Bank. And what a pro, Dr. Elaine Ducharme, having to move from her house where she has no power, no lights, no electricity, no internet. She's moved to her office so that she could still join us today. And boy, if there was ever a time that we needed free therapy, it's today. Good morning, Lainey.
Good morning, everybody. I think we all need therapy today, right? Otherwise, we just have to be able to somehow laugh and get through this, all of this, with some sort of a sense of humor. Don't you agree?
Oh, I so agree. I mean, I remember Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes, and if we look at all these things we have gathered on our desk right now, that is 2020, from the COVID-19 to murder hornets to the tornado slash storm. I mean, when can we get past all this?
It's ridiculous because, you know, we used to live in Florida, so we had hurricanes all the time. We didn't expect them when we came up here, and we just watched trees fall down all over our property the other day. So I think, you know, in order to keep our sanity, one of the most important things we can do is have a sense of humor, because there's always going to be stress, hopefully never this much in one year. I mean, 2020 is epic, right?
It sure is.
It's crazy. So, and you know, the thing is, guys, that if we have a sense of humor, it actually can help us bond with others, look at things differently, normalize our experience, and keep our relationships strong. So I was trying to think of ways, you know, that we could practice developing a sense of humor. Some people aren't particularly funny, or they have a harder time. But one thing that I want everybody to know is that if you change your thought, if you change your thinking, you literally can cause a rush of dopamine, a happy chemical, to go through your body. So if you're thinking, oh, God, look at the tree in my pool, versus, well, this is funny, let me see what kind of pictures I can get, you actually can feel a change in your chest and in your body as you get a rush of dopamine. So,
very true.
Yeah. So what kinds of things are you doing to make you laugh right now?
I'm tried to keep in my head the Monty Python song, always look to the bright side of life. You know, you think, okay, trees fell in my backyard and landed on my pool, or trees fell on my garage. Well, they didn't land on my house, or they didn't land on me, and my family is safe. So you've got to try to keep things in perspective and kind of roll with it and just keep a sense
you
of humor.
Do. You really do, Mike, because years ago, I actually did have a tree fall on my roof and into my family room, and I remember in the middle of the night thinking, who's showering downstairs? And we didn't have a shower downstairs. Mm. At that moment, I remember I had to run down and go look. But I was trying to think of what we could do, because apparently, I just got a message at my office, power is going to be out, at least in Glastonbury, for a few days, they said. So a couple of things we could do without power even is, number one, just smile. Even if you don't feel like it, you sort of fake it till you make it, because that actually, the minute you smile, you cause a dopamine rush, which is a feel-good chemical. A couple of other things without power, blow bubbles. We probably all have some bubble mix.
Yep.
And there is no way to blow bubbles without giggling, I don't think. And the other thing about blowing bubbles is it actually causes you to do meditation-type breathing, abdominal breathing.
That's true.
What happens if you blow too hard? What happens to the bubbles?
Yeah, they don't work as well. You have to be gentle.
Yeah, because so if you blow too hard, they pop. And if you blow too softly, nothing happens. So you have to get them just right. You're breathing just right, and then you will actually be breathing in an abdominal breathing, and you'll be giggling. A couple of other things I thought of was, number one, playing charades with your family.
That's always funny.
always funny.
Or drawing, too, like a win, lose, or draw, because people are terrible drawers.
Oh, I'm awful, Mike. I am so terrible. I draw things. There's a couple of games where you have to draw, you know, and you pass it around, and everybody has to guess what you've drawn. My grandchildren laugh at me. It's pathetic.
Absolutely.
There are other things, like watching funny movies. I love the Kaminsky Method with Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin, mm-hmm. and they just got renewed. And then deciding, as I said, for you, finding humor in or the positive about the fact the tree didn't fall on your house. It was in your pool.
Right.
And one of the other funny ones that I thought, because my daughter's been doing this every week, every day she puts a question out on Facebook that everybody asks. So one of the things I was thinking about was asking everybody, what was your most epic fail dinner?
Yeah, there's been a lot in the quarantine.
Yeah. Well, mine was actually one time I made 3-alarm chili. It was so awful, Mike, and it was Super Bowl Sunday, and it was so hot, so I had the brilliant idea that I should water it down with water. Don't anybody ever think of doing that. It was awful. Clearly, we threw it out and ordered a pizza. And my mother-in-law, who was a great cook, somehow made something that the family labeled Alley Cat Casserole, and that even my father-in-law wouldn't touch. It was so disgusting. What about you? Can you think of something that you made that the family just would laugh if they ever thought about it?
You know, it wasn't terrible, but they did laugh because when the storm hit, it was my son Jake's birthday, and we had planned on taking him out. And then everything was closed because everything lost power. So I grabbed some Kraft macaroni and cheese and some Steakums and an onion, and I made Philly cheesesteak mac and cheese. And it was actually, it brought smiles to our face. It wasn't as terrible as I thought it would be.
But it was creative.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's the thing. And if we can just find ways to laugh with our family, remember things that are, you know, that are silly jokes, that are make you giggle, that will make us feel so much better. Because it appears that the way things are going, we may have some stress in our lives for quite a while.
Yes.
So we just have to remember to keep that sense of humor, practice it. And it's kind of like a muscle, you know, like resilience that I talk about. The more you do it, the easier it's going to get. So
great advice.
Yeah.
Keep smiling, keep laughing.
Absolutely. And just know I'm sending you guys all a virtual hug. Mike, thank you for sitting there making sure this show is happening. Alan and Mary joining in, however, where everybody's doing it. Mm-hmm. I think that says a whole lot about everyone's resilience at the station.
Well, so we are so grateful that you join us. And if people need to reach out to you, how can they get in touch with you?
DrElaineDucharme.com.
Awesome. Thanks, Lainey.
You're welcome. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.